Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to Monday morning on Good Morning Live. I pray that you are having a great start to your week. Comment in, chat in, let us know where you're watching from. If you did anything exciting this weekend, let us know. I know that if you were at Hope City Church this past weekend, man, I know you were blessed. We had an amazing service on Sunday as we kicked off a brand new series on Pentecost and looking and discovering what Pentecost is and what it's supposed to do in our lives and how we walk in that every day. So if you missed any of that, you can catch it on the replay a little bit later on. All of that will be on all of our social media platforms if it's not already. But anyway, yeah, it's so great to be with you and build this online community as we open the Word of God together and discover what it is that God would say to us and have for us. So today I want to totally go in a different direction from where we have been. We've been talking about identity and not living for man's approval and all of that. And I totally want to flip the script on that. And I know many of you join in this live stream a little bit later. And I feel like, man, if you miss this intro, you're going to be lost at what we're talking about. But I had talked last Wednesday night when I ministered on a midweek service that the Lord had kind of directed me for some tangible things that He wanted me to do this summer. Especially in light of my oldest son, who's 10 this year. And I just felt really impressed that there needed to be some father-son a moment and some things that we wanted to do. And we're probably go camping together and fishing and you know, the stuff that we typically do. But it was to be very intentional. That I felt like conversations that we were to have and just spending that time. And I used that phrase when I was ministering last midweek, where I said that it was to be an intentional summer. Good morning, Cheryl. Good to see you. An intentional summer. And that kind of has just stuck in my spirit. And I'm going to just totally flip the script on what we've been talking about and go an entirely different direction. And if this is not for you today, that is 100% okay. But I couldn't get it out of my head and out of my heart. So we're going to dive into it today. But I want to talk to you about building an intentional summer in your life. So here we are coming to the end of May and you know, summer's really that June, July, August, you know, summer season. And I understand that everybody's schedules look different. Everybody's lives look different. You know, just because kids get out of school doesn't mean jobs stop. Doesn't mean, you know, life stops and those everyday things change for many of us. For most of us, all that stuff continues. It's just we got to work out where our kids are going to be now, right? But as I begin to meditate on this kind of just terminology of having a tangible summer, I realize that, you know, most things in life that aren't done intentionally never happen, right? Like every once in a while, you get a good memory because somebody said something funny or you were surprised by something. You know, there are the one-offs. But really, anything in life that is memorable or happens or is significant typically comes on the back of some planning, comes on the back of you being intentional, comes on the back of purpose and setting it up to be that way. So too often, I just really believe that we drift through seasons of life and we just wait for things to happen. We just wait for things to happen. And we almost walk into seasons with an expectation and an anticipation that this season's going to be like it was every other season, that this summer's going to be like it was every other summer. And before we know it, that's the reality of it, right? But I think God is calling us, specifically in this season, to build with Him. not just wait on him. And yes, we wait on him, but we build with him. Whatever he speaks in our waiting, we build with that. And I just feel like for you, for me, for our families, that this summer does not have to be ordinary. It can be intentional. It can be impactful. It can be joyful. It can be something that you look back on in years and decades to come and say, you know what? That was the summer that my marriage turned around. That was the summer my finances turned around. That was the summer, man, what I did and invested into my grandkids or my children was so powerful and so significant that I wouldn't trade the world for it. But those things will never come on the back of just stepping into a season, stepping into a summer's, you know, figuring out your summer schedule and just saying, well, it is what it is and nothing I can do about it. This is just the way it always is. I believe God can be the architect of a better season. God can be the architect of a season that builds something in the lives of future generations in your family, that an architect to restore what is broken. You know, maybe today you're living in a home that its marriage is not what it should be. Or your relationships with your children are rocky and they're not what they should be. You know, if a house begins to crack or crumble, the worst thing you can do is ignore it and say, well, you know, or just see what happens. It'll be what it is. No, because left unintended, what would start as a small, insignificant thing has the ability to bring the whole structure down. But what do? The best thing you can do is you run to an architect and you say, hey, this is what's going on. I need you to come and look at this. And I have to put some intentionality behind it. Proverbs 16:3 says this to us. It says, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Let me focus on the second part of the scripture, because what we like to do is we like to work, do what we gotta do, and ask God to bless it. Like, well, I committed my work to the Lord. Well, that committing your work to the Lord is attached to the second half of the verse, and your plans will be established. What will be established? Your plans. Guess what won't be established if you don't have any plans? Like, I heard this, there's such a good teaching on years and years ago, but about saving and learning how to budget and save money. They use a scripture that says that your storehouses will be full. Well, a storehouse in scripture and in Bible times was a place of saving. Is that they would, you know, gather grain or gather whatever they were harvesting and put it in the storehouse. And it was meant to be there for a season that they needed it for, you know, as a savings, as a backup, whatever. And so they talked about the scripture that says, you know, your storehouses will be blessed. Well, guess what won't be blessed if you don't have one? A storehouse, right? Like, I don't care if you got $2 in your savings account, you better go open one, because if you're asking God to bless your storehouse, you better have a storehouse, right? But that same principle is true here. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. If there are no plans, there's nothing to be established. If we're walking mindlessly blindfolded into, and I'm just, you know, using as a summer season, walking into it and no plan, no agenda, nothing, you know, significant, nothing of focus, then guess what? There will be no plans to be established. Now, I want to say right from the top of this thing, right? I am not saying that you need a $10,000 Disney vacation this summer, and that's what I'm trying to convince you of. I saw some guy, he posted on social media the other day, they went down to Disney for one day, and it was like $3,000-$4,000 to be down there for one day, right? And I'm not saying that you go into debt because, well, this is the summer. Pastor said we are supposed to have a memorable summer. No, I'm talking about you can put up a tent in your backyard and camp out with your children or grandchildren, or you can just put some blankets in your living room, right? And camp out in your living room. but roast some marshmallows, or, you know, what we have at our house that our kids love is we call them movie nights. And really, they just get to pick a movie that's on TV that's already free. And then we just take a bunch of snacks from the cupboard and we make these little trays for them, and they get all excited about it. And it's their movie night and they got their movie snack. But our kids love it. They talk about it. They wait for it. They get excited when we talk about it. I'm saying is, and again, I'm yes, in that regard, I'm talking about you and your kids or your grandkids, but I'm talking about you and your husband or you and your wife, or relationally, to have a significant summer. And it doesn't have to be an expensive getaway. It doesn't have to be, you know, the second honeymoon and the vacation of your dreams. It can be saying, you know what, this summer, why don't we start praying together in the mornings? Hey, how about we start reading this devotional together before we go to bed? Or how about we take every Friday and, you know, we have a date night? Or if we have young kids and we can't get out, we have a date in, right? Whatever, I'm just saying, and maybe it's not for husband and wife. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's finances, where you're just saying, you know what, this summer, I'm going to plan and I'm going to have a budget, and we're going to budget this summer, because when we get into the fall, we don't want to repeat the cycles of the last season. We want to be stronger when we come, whatever it is for you. My point is I'm not sitting here saying, well, I'm not trying to sell you a vacation package, is my point. I'm saying a significant summer can be you and God, right? If none of those other things bear witness to your spirit, it can be a season where it's like, you know what, it's going to be a significant summer because God's calling me away. God's calling me into a deeper secret place with him. God's calling me to get out into the wilderness or the woods and commune with him and speak to him face to face, or whatever that looks like for you in any of those realms, or maybe all of those realms. I don't know. It could be the summer where you're like, you know what? That's it. I'm getting up every day at 5 a.m. and I'm exercising, and I'm going to get my health and my body in check. Enough is enough of this. It could be the summer that you're saying, you know what? These mental attacks, this mental struggle, enough is enough. I'm getting in the word. I'm diving in the word. I'm doing what I have to do to get breakthrough in my mind, because I'm done. I'm done with it. So hopefully you hear my heart on what I'm saying. A significant summer, I'm not trying to sell you a vacation package. I'm saying is, I just feel in my spirit that it is a season that if we walk into with intentionality, if we walk into it saying, Lord, I would like these next 3 months to have purpose, to have power, to be tangible, for me to come out the other side different than I came in whatever sphere of my life that needs it the most, that needs that attention. And it involves you stopping and pausing and having that conversation with the Lord. And probably you already know in one or multiple of those areas that you know, you need to submit to the Lord. But that's what I just felt like I was to talk about today. So I want to give you some quick points to help you, because again, this isn't a normal message. This isn't a normal devotion where we're talking about having a significant summer. But I believe if we take it to heart, it can bring impact and be powerful. So dream with God for your significant summer. Define your vision. Define your summer. What does it mean? What does it look like? What is the takeaway? You know, we often talk when we plan for church services or we're looking at church events, we often talk about what is the win here? What is the takeaway? What is the goal that we walk away from? Like, for example, we just came out of having that egg hunt that we did as a church for the Columbia community. And we had to soul health. Yes, Cheryl, Cheryl wrote soul health, family health, where we are intentionally turn our hearts towards one another. Absolutely. And that's where you got to define that win. Like, we just came out of that Columbia egg hunt and having some discussion about, you know, are we going to do this again next year? What were the wins? And we had to kind of redefine, well, what was our win? What was our takeaway? What was our goal? Because, you know, some said, well, you know, did we get any more, visitors to church on a Sunday morning from it? No. And so if we are evaluating it, how many people came to church from having the egg hunt, we would say, well, it wasn't a win. But I reframed and I said, you know, we have had Easter things in our parking lot. We've had all kind of stuff right here at the church. And typically you just don't see a good result, you know, as far as new church growth from those type of things. So I've just changed my mentality. And I said, you know, we're not doing this to grow the church. We're doing this to bless and serve our community, to help families create memories, to create bonds between one another, to strengthen the family unit, to bless people. Hey, good morning, Tracy. Good to see you. And to let our community know that we are here because, you know, like when 9/11 happened and people flooded to churches because they were anxious and they wanted God, you know, who knows what's coming in our world next. You know, we want them to know that there's a church out there that loves and supports them. And then when we've reframed, what's our takeaway? What's our win from this? It helps say, you know what? It was a success. We served our community. We blessed people. We let the community know that we're here. We help families create those memories. And if that's the win, if that's our takeaway, then we were successful. So my point is, when you're beginning to dream with God and you're beginning to evaluate, Lord, what is this next season? What does this summer look like with you? You have to define that win, right? You have to define, well, I'm not going to be able to do everything. I can't do everything. I can't win at everything. But I can say, Lord, what's the win this summer? Is it me being down 20 pounds? Is it me spending that extra time, like we're talking about soul health or building our intentionally turning our hearts, like Cheryl says, one towards another? Is it restoring a relationship? Is it getting out of the box to explore what could be in a new relationship? Like, you know, we see people stuck in that cycle all the time where it's like, well, God, I want a relationship. I want a spouse. I want a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. And they're not willing to get out of the box to try anything or do anything different. Right. We always, Sarah and I laugh about our story and how we got together because it was probably 2-3 years in our marriage that I realized that how we got together is not how I thought we got together. So back in 2013, 14, I don't remember what it was, but I think 2013, some friends of mine who I worked with at the church I was at said, you know, we need to get you out there. You need to get dating. And it was hard to, you know, date people who went to your church. And so they said, we need to do an online profile for you. And I said, listen, I am not doing online dating at all. It's just not happening. It's not going to be my story. Forget it. So they made a joke and made this online profile for me. And I never logged into it. It was a joke. We moved on from it. Months and months later, here I'm sitting at church, and here comes this girl, and she sits behind me. I remember thinking, well, she's pretty. But I thought I should give her my number, but I was like, oh no, I don't want to give her my number because if she knows I'm a pastor here, then that's weird. Like, you went to visit a church as a single girl, and the pastor was like, hey, call me. Like, you know, so I thought, I don't want to do that. And the next week she came, and I sat in a different spot, and I saw her get up from where she was and sit behind me again. And I thought, okay. I know she's interested. So lo and behold, that was Sarah, and we started dating. And I had asked her, well, you were living in Valley Forge, you know, a little over an hour away from where our church was. How did you get here? And she says, like, oh, I just was searching for churches to visit, and the church name came up, and I just came. I remember thinking, wow, like, what God's story? Like, you just go and visit a church an hour some away. Like, God's all up in this thing, right? Well, it was like our second year of marriage that she was like, well, actually, she had signed up for online dating and saw my profile and saw that it had not been like active in a long, long time. But they had put my last name and they had made that profile for me. And so she looked it up and was like, God said, hey, listen, she felt like she knew and looked me up online and ended up, you know, for that purpose. So I said, so all this time, I said, no, online dating is not going to be my story. And I thought we had this miraculous God story of, you know, her visiting this church an hour and a half away and whatever. Nope. She found me online on a dating profile that I didn't even know really still existed. But it worked out. Here we are 11 years later and going to be 5 kids. So I guess God was in the story. But I say that to say is, you know, I was one. Well, online dating will not be my story, whatever, you know, just stick stuck in the mud. And here it was the very thing God used to turn my entire life around and, you know, have Sarah and I meet and fall in love and 5 kids later. But had it not been from some friend saying you're setting up a rando profile, it would never have happened. So I say that to say, as we see young people or old people or just people in general, you know, who just are waiting. Well, I'm waiting, but they never do anything to get out of the box. They won't set up they won't try a dating site, or they won't introduce themselves to a new friend group, you know, get out into the world, or, you know, do something to meet new people. Because if they're not in your current circle, then they got to be in a different circle, right? So, but maybe I'm saying all that. Oh, I know that's a way off base topic, but I'm saying all that to say is sometimes the intentionality is to break out of the mold of what you've been doing and say, all right, God, this summer I'm going to join a group or, you know, whatever, to get out of my box, to introduce myself to new people, to break the mold of where I've been, because I want a significant summer. So you have to define, what is my win? What is my win coming out when I hit September? I want to look back and say, you know what? I may not have had the big vacation. I may not have gotten all the gardening done that I wanted to do. I may not have fill in the blank, right? Remodeled the whole house, right? But my win for this summer was restoring my marriage, or, you know, having some progress in that. Maybe it doesn't all happen in 3 months, but, you know, spending time and building the relationship with me and my children or grandchildren, or getting out of the box and meeting, you know, three new people. You know, maybe that's your goal. Define it from the top. Ask, what is it that I want this summer to look like spiritually, emotionally, relationally, physically, right? Like, you know, be realistic. Like, I'm coming into this summer, I'm losing, you know, 100 pounds. All right, well, let's start with 10. I'm speaking to me, you know, right? But we invite the Holy Spirit into our planning, right? That's why Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." God has plans concerning you. God has destiny concerning you. God has vision concerning you. And, you know, when we get into these summer months, it can be, you know, rushing and, you know, trying to relax. And, you know, we think we got to take this expensive vacation, and then that just drains us financially. And then we're more stressed out than we went into it, and all the other stuff that happens. And have we really stopped to consult the Holy Spirit of, Lord, what is it that you want from me this summer? What is that intentional summer look like? Is it a season of rest for me? I just need to pause a little bit more. I just need to relax. I just need to slow it down a little bit. Is it a season of building new relationships or spiritual growth or health? Or I want to be more creative this summer. I want to spend more time in my craft room, right? Like, whatever. But Lord, what does this season look like for me? Number two, declutter what doesn't belong in your summer. I told you this teaching today was way out of left field and different, but I'm telling you, it's just what was in my heart and what God was speaking to me. So maybe out there in viewer lands, it's relating to somebody. But declutter what doesn't belong in your summer. You can't build your dream summer, your intentional summer, if your calendar and heart are filled with distractions and baggage. Listen, if you can't afford it, just don't do it. Why? Because it's going to stress you out. It's going to wreck your bank account. Find a creative way to get away, you know, whatever. If you try to do everything, you will do nothing. Focus, be intentional. Declutter what does not belong on your calendar. Declutter what does not belong in your heart. Keep other people's baggage and drama at a distance. Do not allow people's attitudes, because listen, when you try to be intentional with something, come on, there's always going to be the distractors that come, and there's always going to be, you know, we're trying to build these relationships, but of course, this is the summer that my kid develops an attitude, right? Like, like I'm trying to work on my marriage, and my spouse has just been on something recently, and just it's harder than ever, and you know, there's always going to be those distractors that come in, and it's so much easier to say, you know what, I'm going to distract myself with everything else and not really pay attention to what I felt like God was speaking to me going into this summer. What do I need to let go of? What unnecessary obligation, what toxic patterns, what negative ways of thinking do I need to just put on the altar this summer? This summer. That's why Hebrews 12:1 says, what should we do? Let us throw off everything that hinders us. Let us throw off everything that hinders us. And this might mean saying no to good things so that you can say yes to good things. Like I was hearing somebody talk about recently how they were a bridesmaid and the bride, it was just one of those weddings where, you know, it was like a destination wedding. So that was thousands, and to be a bride, like the dress was so expensive. Listen, I appreciate you and I appreciate your marriage and I love you, but I can't afford to go to Cancun right now. And your $800 bridesmaid dress just is not in the budget. So I love you. I celebrate you, but it's my intentional summer. And I don't know, maybe you're thinking, well, you can't do that. Well, sure you can. Sure you can. Because at the end of your life, what's more important, attending that Cancun wedding that, you know, which is, I'm sure is beautiful, or being significant and spending that time with your children and doing what you're supposed to do there, right? So it might mean saying no to some good things so that you can say yes to the God thing. So declutter. Be intentional. Know what your win is and declutter everything outside of that. Build rhythms of rest and refreshing. Number three, build rhythms of rest and refreshing. I've been tongue-tied all weekend. Sarah said, yeah, you made up so many words yesterday while you were preaching. You recovered well, but you made them up. I said, I know. I said, I think I'm just tired this weekend. I'm talking and my brain is functioning and saying it, but my tongue is like, blah, blah. So build rhythms of rest and refreshing. Don't just plan events. Plan habits of rest and Sabbath. Tanisha says, yeah, put down the phone. 100%, Tanisha. Come on. Is that significant summer, all of our kids and us sitting, you know, on the couch scrolling social media? Absolutely not. Is an intentional summer, all of our family sitting around a bonfire, nobody talking but scrolling on our phones? Absolutely not. You know, I was even thinking the other day, you know, home, if you know, Lowe's and Home Depot, at least Home Depot locally, they have those once or twice a month where you can bring your kids in and do the little workshops and build something. Like, that's something parents and grandparents can do. Get the kids off social media and their phones and entertainment and do something with your hands. And the beautiful thing about it is they provide the little packets, everything is there. So it's like, you don't even have to make it, you know, they provide everything for you. Again, 100%, be intentional. Don't just plan events, plan Sabbath, plan times of rest. Like, you know, with this summer, I'm having extra times of rest. I'm going to lay out. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to just rest and relax. I'm going to read. I'm going to take walks. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to unplug from social media. Listen, rest isn't laziness. Rest is obedience. When God created the heavens and the earth and he set the patterns and he set the cycles that would govern mankind from the foundations of our world, he set that there would be morning and evening and we were to sleep in the night, right? He set the patterns. He set the patterns that work 6 days, but on the seventh day, you are to enter into a season, a pattern of rest. Like, that's God designed. Like, you're not supposed to work 7 days a week. Rest is not laziness. Rest is obedience. That's why Mark 6:31 says, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. This summer, you have to be intentional to protect your peace. It's your priority. Why? Because it is God designed. It has everything to do with your mental health. It has everything to do with your physical health. It has everything to do with your soul and spiritual health. If you are not rested, if you are anxious, if you are tired, if you've been running and running and running and your kids have you at every type of sport known to man with 12 practices a week and you're just, you know, between that and work and kitchen and cleaning and everything else, like... But listen, I mean, let me just submit this to you, right? If you're being intentional this summer of building relationships with your children and you have young children in the house, this may not be the summer of the cleanest home. And all like the OCD moms are saying, no, no. I'm not saying you let your family live in filth. What I'm saying is when your kids look back Well, they say, you know what? That was the summer, Mom. We deep dived in our every closet was cleaned, and you know, every pillow. Or are they going to look back and remember? You know what? That was the summer. Like I remember. Let me side note here. I remember going to kids camp at the church I grew up in, and I had to be 8 or 9 years old. And I remember we would camp at our Sunday school teacher's house. It wasn't no big kids camp, but she had a pool, so that was pretty cool. But I remember it was the first time I ever played a song publicly. Like I was learning chords and I went and played for the kids. And I like that was a big moment for me. But I remember them teaching us how to hear the voice of God. And we all came out and they taught us about he who has an ear, let him hear. And said, you know, I want everyone to go back into their tents because we all brought our own tents and camped out in the yard. And I want you to listen, to sit down in your tent and listen to see what God would say to you. And I want you to write down what it is that you feel like you're hearing him say. We all took our Bibles in. And if you open up to a verse of scripture and it speaks to you, then I want you to write that down. And in 10 minutes, we're all going to come out and we're going to sit out around the campfire and we're going to talk about what it is that you feel like God said to you. Again, I vividly remember that. I vividly remember sitting in my tent. That was the first time I felt like I heard God speak to me. Right. And I'm just saying is like, that is such a that was at a kid's camp, but come on, this summer, instead of making sure that every dish is washed and every pillow on the couch is perfect. And, you know, I'm just saying, how much better would it be if we just stopped and said, you know what, this summer, I'm going to make sure that my kids know how to hear the voice of God. May not have time to get everything done that I wanted to get done, but I'm intentional. It's my intentional summer. It's the season that I'm walking into saying, Lord, what is my win? What's my takeaway? What do I got to teach here? What do I got to do here? How do I got to live in this season? And it may not be the season that you get every house project done. It may be the season that, you know what? You know, not every dish is getting put away from the dishwasher once it's clean. I don't know. I'm just filling in the blank here, right? But I'm just, sometimes you have to let some stuff roll to fulfill what God is speaking in a season, right? And then we fuel our faith with summer fire habits. What does that mean? It means we stay spiritually sharp. It means we don't take a vacation from our devotional life. Means summer doesn't mean all rest and pulling away from God. It actually means we lean into him more than ever. It means we build in morning prayer walks. We build in scripture reading goals. Like, God, you know what? This summer, as I'm teaching my kids how to hear from the Lord, or this summer as I'm working on my marriage, or this summer as I'm getting in shape, I'm going to, you know, I want to read through the New Testament, or I want to memorize one verse of scripture a week. And while I'm working out, I'm going to be quoting that scripture. Or while I'm crafting, I'm going to be quoting that scripture. You know, we build that into the rhythms of our summer. We take those morning prayer walks. We build our summer worship playlist. Like, you know, the world says that they have the song of the summer, right? They got their summer song. Like, what's your summer worship playlist look like? Be intentional. Build it. Do it. For me, right now, it's that song, Such an Awesome God. And I know maybe the church is tired of hearing it, but I keep telling the worship team to sing it because for me, it's a song right now. It's the Lord speaking to me. It's the anointings to me. It's all over it. And what is that song for you? Build that playlist. Be ready. Ask God, how can I spiritually grow this summer like never before? Right? Psalms 12, 3, or 1, 2 to 3. Sorry, it says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. He is like a tree planted by streams of water. That happens because you're planted. You delight in the law of the Lord. You're planted by streams of living water. So begin to declare. Number 4, I think we're on now, or number 5. You speak it, you declare it, and you build it. Begin declaring, this will be an intentional summer. This is the summer that things are turning around financially. This is the summer that my children are going to learn to hear from God. This is the summer my marriage is making a comeback. This is the summer that, you know, I'm getting out of my box and I'm stepping out in faith. This is the summer. God is ordering my steps. This is will be a summer of peace. This will be a summer of progress. This will be a summer of power. Quit saying that, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. The kids are home and I don't know how we're going to make this work. And no. This, you know, I don't know what the, no. Watch what you're saying. Begin to speak and declare what this summer will be. Job 22:28 says, you will decide on a matter and it will be established for you and light will shine on your ways. You decide on a matter and it will be established for you and light will shine on your ways. One more time. You will decide on a matter. You will be intentional on a matter and it will be established for you and light will illuminate your way forward. Why? Because you were intentional and you decided on a matter. Speak it over your family. Speak it over your schedule. Use your words to build your world. Use your words. And again, I'm not trying to sell you a vacation package. I'm not trying to get you in debt. I am saying it can all be done on a shoestring budget. Your kids don't need. And again, if you can take the cruise. I'm certainly not saying don't do that. What I'm saying is to have a significant summer does not mean to have a significant expense. I'm saying it can be the summer where you camp in your yard, but you teach your kids how to hear from God. I'm saying it can be the summer where you start reading a devotional with your spouse. And you start praying together for the first time in your marriage, and it turns everything around. Didn't cost you a penny, maybe 12 bucks for the devotional, right? It can be the summer that, you know, you blare that summer Christian playlist and start getting the word of God into your children. Can be the summer that you start gardening with your kids and teaching them to put their hands in dirt and teaching, you know, that there's more beyond social media. There's a whole world out there, right? Whatever it looks like for you, let the Holy Spirit speak that to you. But I believe that this summer, God is saying should be an intentional summer. Figure out what that means for you. Write it down. Because I promise June's going to come. And if you're not intentional and you're not, it's like a diet plan. If it's like, well, I'm going to start dieting tomorrow and you don't write down specifically what you are and what you are not doing, it'll be 10 o'clock. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just go light on carbs instead of no carbs, right? Or I eat carbs for one meal. Like I'm preaching to myself. What you started out suddenly gets compromised along the way. And then you're in a whole different pattern of life. So write it down, be intentional, get with God today, and let's make this the best summer you've ever had. So Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that those who would be watching or listening to this, that Lord, maybe there's something that you're speaking to them. That maybe they're looking and can look at their life and just say, you know what, I'm enough is enough is enough. I see the cracks in the foundation. I've been going around this mountain one too many times. This pattern has to break. I see that this is a significant developmental season for my family or for my children, and I'm not going to just sit by and let it pass by, but I'm going to be intentional and make this a significant season of my life, naturally, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. I'm going to take it serious, and I'm going to develop a game plan. And I'm going to make it the best summer we've ever had. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I told you when we started that this was a teaching that was way out of left field, but I it's what's been in my heart, and I just felt like it would be beneficial and useful to some of you. So thanks for being on with me today. I will see you back here tomorrow for Good Morning Live. Hopefully you have an amazing, blessed day in God. Be intentional with your day, and that'll change everything. I'll see you tomorrow. Be blessed.